Haynes and Skagway show strong support for Bernie Sanders in the Democratic presidential caucus, and two local teams take home the gold at a regional basketball tournament in Juneau. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. Alaska felt the burn this weekend. Vermont Senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders swept the Democratic primary Saturday, taking in 81% of votes from caucuses across the state. Upperland Canal Democrats mirrored that trend. They overwhelmingly supported Sanders over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
If you need to register, come on into one of these two tables.
The Chilkat Center was packed Saturday morning, full of people eager to have a say in who becomes the next Democratic nominee for president. Merrill Loden says she likes both candidates.
I'm close to undecided, so if I'm that close, I'm going to go for the woman. I'm sick of the goddamn men.
Most of the caucus goers, like Charlotte Sizek and Mario Benassi, had their minds made up.
I think that Bernie's in it for all of us in this country, you know, not just the rich people.
I think he's the last chance for true democracy in our nation.
The unexpectedly high turnout of about 170 people prompted caucus organizers to move everyone from the Chilkat Center lobby to the auditorium. Here's organizer Melissa Aronson.
In my wildest dreams, I thought maybe we would have 100.
Haynes is on the phone.
Haynes had to teleconference with the other communities that make up House District 33, downtown Juneau, Skagway, and Gustavus. The high turnout and bad phone signal slowed things down and caused confusion. While they waited, caucus-goers watched prepared videos from each candidate.
With your help, we are poised to pull off one of the great political upsets in the history of our country.
I'm fighting for all Americans, not just some, for the struggling, the striving, and the successful.
I want to create a new class of hard-working public servants, a class that can deliver on their promises.
That was Sanders, Clinton, and little-known candidate Rocky De La Fuente, who was in Sitka during Alaska's caucuses. In the first vote count, 15 people supported Clinton. So many raised their hands for Sanders that Aronson asked them to count off. There was a total of 147 for Sanders. From there, the undecided voters picked either Sanders or Clinton. The final count was 150 for Sanders, 19 for Clinton. Skagway had a similar surge of support for Sanders. He garnered 105 votes, while Clinton took just 4. John Tyson organized the caucus there.
Started out with 105 for Sanders and 4 for Clinton. And 104 for Sanders, 4 for Clinton, and 1 uncommitted, and then uncommitted went over to Sanders.
Tyson says the teleconferencing aspect was confusing in Skagway as well.
For a lot of the time, I was uncertain as to what was going on in Juneau because it was hard to hear.
I couldn't really understand what you just said.
The teleconference confusion reached its peak when Aronson thought Clinton needed just one vote to reach the 15% minimum threshold required for a candidate to get delegates in a district. Aronson voted for Clinton in order to wrap up the caucus. But Juneau organizer Nancy Courtney said Clinton would have met the threshold without that one vote. Of the more than 1,000 caucus-goers in District 33, 17% supported Clinton and 83% supported Sanders. District 33 will send 21 delegates for Sanders and 4 delegates for Clinton to the state convention in Anchorage in May. After the at times emotional caucus, organizer Deb Vogt said this.
I think it went remarkably well for such a silly process. I think it's a long since time that we changed the process.
Vogt says the last caucus in 2008 was similarly chaotic. She says a preferential poll where voters fill out a ballot and leave would work much better than the old-fashioned caucus. A restaurant liquor license, borough manager evaluation, and agreement with the Chilkat Center are on the Haines Borough Assembly agenda for Tuesday evening's meeting. The Assembly will decide whether to approve, protest, or issue a statement of non-objection for an alcohol license application from the Pilot Light restaurant. The Pilot Light is opening this summer in the former Mosey's Cantina building. The liquor license status is pending until the Alcohol Control Board hears from the Assembly. The Assembly is also scheduled to conduct a 3-month performance evaluation for interim manager Brad Ryan. That evaluation was requested by Assemblymember Mike Case. Also on the agenda, a memorandum of understanding with the Chilkat Center for the borough to lease lighting, audio, and stage equipment for $1 a year. The agreement would make the borough responsible for insurance and maintenance costs. On the consent agenda, there are resolutions to grant community purpose property tax exemptions to several local nonprofits, including the Southeast Alaska State Fair, Senior Village, Haines Animal Rescue Kennel, and American Bald Eagle Foundation. The meeting starts at 6:30 Tuesday evening in Assembly Chambers. Two local teams took home first-place trophies from the gold medal basketball tournament in Juneau, which wrapped up Saturday. The Kluckwan men's C bracket beat 5 other competitors for the gold. The men bested Metlakatla Saturday with a final score of 100-90. Andrew Frisky, Jason Scholl, and Jesse McGraw were top scorers. The other local champions are the Haines women. The team was formed less than a year ago and had never competed in gold medal before, but they knocked out 3 other teams to win the championship. Elisa Besky is one of the founding members of the Women's League. She says their inexperience competing together tripped them up a few times.
We started not really like completely comfortable playing together as a team. I think we all were pretty nervous about the tournament.
Even though the women didn't play their best, they won their first game against Hoonah, but they were knocked down a couple notches when they lost to Craig Thursday. Besky says Craig was able to take advantage of Haines' zone defense. The women lost that game and were bumped into the loser's bracket. But they fought their way out of that bracket by beating Hoonah again on Friday. That victory sent them to the championship game against Craig on Saturday.
The game started kind of looking a little bit like our previous game with them. They had about a 10-point lead in the first probably 8 minutes of the game. And then something clicked, and we just, I think, kind of shook off the jitters of the game, and we were able to get some three-pointers.
Besky says those three-pointers came from Krista Kilsmeyer, Stoli Lynch, and Sam Clay. The aggressive game resulted in a score of 54-49.
Yeah, it was really, really exciting. I think we kind of came into the tournament, not knowing what to expect at all. We had anticipated it for so long and had worked hard to make it happen. And it's pretty exciting to come in first year after a long time and win the championship.
Besky was named most valuable player in the women's tournament. She says the team was helped by Jason Scholl and Don Nash, who coached during games. Besky says the quick success of the team is a good sign for the future of women's basketball in Haines. She says they're hoping to play in more tournaments next year and maybe even start a women's competition locally. 3 other Haines and Kluckwan teams competed in gold medal. The Haines men's B team and the Kluckwan Masters were 1 win away each from making it to the championship games. Angoon won the B bracket and Cake won the Masters bracket. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. We also post breaking news and important announcements on our KHNS Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. And we're always open to your comments and story ideas. Drop us a line at news@khns.org or reporter@khns.org.